Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
1 Chronicles covers roughly the same period as 1 and 2 Samuel. 2 Chronicles lines up with 1 and 2 Kings. But the books of Samuel and Kings record history in real time, going forward. The Chronicles are looking back from the perspective of someone after the Babylonian captivity. But are they merely duplicates? No, the Kings focused more on the northern kingdom of Israel, even though their kings were illegitimate, because the Lord was using them as a dark backdrop to highlight the outstanding ministries of Elijah and Elisha. The Chronicles examine the lives of the kings of Judah. But there are other benefits to a careful study of the Chronicles. The translators who produced the Greek version of the Jewish Bible, the Septuagint, called this book paralipomenon, meaning things left out. Yet there is more to them than that, much more. The books are Judah's history, edited by the divine hand. They contain 4 classes of distinctions from the earlier histories, the books of Samuel and Kings, that we would greatly benefit by noting. Yes, there are blessed deletions. Mostly the sins of the saints are left out. But there are also important clarifications, purposeful repetitions, and significant additions. Here's an example of a passage needing clarification. Quote, "The anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, 'Go, number Israel and Judah.'" 2 Samuel 24, verse 1 in the King James Version. Immediately a question comes to mind. I thought God didn't tempt people to sin. See James 1:13. Doesn't this say he moved David to number the people? The chronicler clarifies that. And additions? There are many of them, with perhaps the most shocking of all, that God saved Manasseh. Amazing.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.